Chapter 5. Zwilt the Shade waited until three of his ravagers, with their two small captives, stopped to rest. Then he made a silent and unexpected appearance behind them. The leader of the vermin, a weasel called Grack, spun around as the polecat tapped him lightly on the shoulder.
Lord Zwilt, we were just...
Zwilt silenced him by raising a paw.
I know, Grack. You were just stopping to rest before you carried on to Althea. Where did you capture the shrews?
Grack pointed with his spear.
By the south bend of the River Moss. Their tribe were camped there, sire. These two had strayed off into the trees, so we took them.
Tugging gently on the halter about their necks, Zwilt drew the young ones closer. They were gagged and blindfolded, both looked exhausted. The polecat nodded as he looked them over.
Good work, Grack. You did well. The Sable Queen will be pleased when I tell her. I will take them to Althea.
The weasel saluted with his spear.
Lord.
Zwilt wound the halter around one paw.
Go back and see if the shrew beasts have any more little offerings for us.
Grack and the two other ravagers, both weasels, stole off into the woodlands. Althea was the secret place. Only a chosen few of the ravagers were allowed to be there. The main body of the vermin were camped half a league away in the depths of Mossflower Wood. In this way, there was no well-trampled paw path, which would reveal the Sable Queen's location. The two young shrews were stumbling with exhaustion as the shade led them to the great oak. He tapped on the concealed door and its trunk. Two vermin guards admitted him, leading the new captives down a twisting tunnel into a large central chamber. The ceiling was formed by the arched roots of the mighty tree above. This was no vermin achievement. Althea had been constructed countless seasons before by far more noble beasts. Prodding his little prisoners, Zwilt guided them to a side room. The ravagers, standing guard, stepped aside as Zwilt swept in with the shrews. They blinked in the torch and lantern light as Zwilt flicked off their blindfolds with his sword tip. Both took a pace back at the scene which confronted them. Raised on two steps was a broad stone seat covered with soft mosses, dried grass and rugs made from the fare of beasts. Lounging gracefully upon it was a creature of barbaric beauty. Her fur was shining black and thick with undertones of rich dark brown. She was slender of limb but lithe and strong. Her nose tip and ears were a dainty pink. Her eyes, with a slight almond curve, glittered like two dark jewels. Beneath a fine silken cloak of regal purple, a necklace of snake fangs adorned her elegant neck.